I just want to take a second and thank Policy Genius. They're supporting today's episode of Success Story. I know we all have kids, we all have families we want to take care of, and I personally checked something off major on my to-do list, life insurance. It's a tough topic, it's really hard to think about, but it's so important. And the hard part was sorting through all the options. Luckily, I found Policy Genius. Policy Genius is an online insurance marketplace that makes getting life insurance surprisingly easy. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Now, knowing my family's protected brings me incredible peace of mind. Don't put off this important decision. Check life insurance off your to-do list in no time with Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. Eufy is sponsoring today's video. They reached out to me. I tested out their video lock. It is a game changer. I'm going to paint a picture for you for why I'm so excited to work with them. So, you're getting home, your arms are loaded with groceries or packages or boxes or everything, and your keys are in your pocket. This drives me nuts. This happens all the time. I upgraded to the Eufy video lock. Fingerprint, tap, I'm inside. And honestly, I also feel way safer. It's got this awesome built-in camera, so whether it's a package delivery or late night Uber order, I see exactly who's there right from my phone. There are no more mystery knocks. And the best part, this thing was such a breeze to set up. There's no wires, there's no drilling. There's also no monthly subscription fees. So if you are done fumbling with your keys, because I definitely am, search for Eufy Video Lock or head over to eufyofficial.com/videolock. Your front door, your sanity. Welcome to Success Story, the most useful podcast in the world. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. The Success Story podcast is part of the Blue Wire podcast network, as well as the HubSpot podcast network. Now, the HubSpot podcast network has incredible shows like The Hustle Daily. It's hosted by Zachary Crockett, Jacob Cohen, Rob Litterst, and Juliet Bennett Ryla. Now, The Hustle Daily brings you a healthy dose of irreverent, offbeat, and informative takes on business, tech, and news. And it happens daily. So if you want to stay up to date on the latest and greatest, and some of these topics are interesting to you, then you're going to love The Hustle Daily. Topics like Amazon's grocery strategy, the rise of the ugly shoe economy, is AI the secret to love, and America's sleep deficit problem. So if these are topics you want to get into and you love hearing up-to-date content whenever you wake up in the morning, go listen to The Hustle Daily wherever you listen to your podcasts. Today, I want to talk to you about mentorship and walk you through a couple stories of how a mentor can really help take you to where you want to go in your career and your business. So I recently had the pleasure of sitting down with Alex Banyan on my podcast, and this is where this topic came from. Alex is one of the youngest best-selling authors in the history of the U.S. He, at 18 years of age, he set out to interview some of the world's most successful people. His goal was to figure out exactly how they got to where they are. So he published a book about his findings, The Third Door, which is a best-selling book. And part of that book was walking through what a concept called The Third Door. And the concept of The Third Door is as follows. So there's sort of three ways to get to where you want to go in life. You can take the front door, which is what everybody takes. Usually you go to school, you put your time in at work, and then eventually you'll get the promotion, or you'll just grind it out long enough that hopefully you'll be successful. And that's very energy draining and time consuming. Then there's the back door, which is, for example, you have a father that works at the company and he gives you a job. But what Alex is speaking about in his book is there's actually another option. There's the third door. It's not the front door, the back door, the first door, the second door, but the third door. The other way to be successful that is out of the box, outside the box, a way that somebody has never thought of before, that usually requires a little bit of creativity, hard work, and just figuring shit out. And this is what the book is all about. And this is where this story about mentorship comes from. One particular story in the book is how Steven Spielberg got to where he is through using a third door strategy. And Steven Spielberg's particular third door strategy was mentorship. And I really do believe that almost anybody can leverage mentorship or connections or networking to expedite their success in life and ultimately have access to that third door in whatever they want to achieve or wherever they want to go. So let's go into this story about Spielberg and how he leveraged a mentor and ultimately a third door to become the Spielberg that we know today. So as a child, Steven Spielberg was hell-bent on becoming a director. But like many people who were eventually successful, he didn't get off to the best start. In fact, he was outright rejected from film school. And after applying for a second time and being rejected for a second time, Spielberg was at a crossroads. He could either choose to continue down the path of becoming a film director and figuring out a way to get it done, or he could give up. A lesser person, after being rejected from film school twice, probably would have looked at another career path. But instead of finding a different career or going a different direction, Spielberg decided to take his education into his own hands. So this is the story. At 19 years of age, very young, Spielberg traveled to Universal Studios in Los Angeles. And he takes this tram ride tour where he hops on a trolley and they speak about all the different film sets and all the different studios and the history of Universal Studios. And is going through all the different stages and filming sets. And instead of finishing the ride, he jumps off midway through the ride and begins to wander the film studio on his own. And this is when Spielberg meets the man who would later become his mentor, Chuck Silvers. Now, who was Chuck Silvers? Chuck was the head of Universal Television at the time when Spielberg was taking this tour. So Spielberg started speaking to him. And after speaking with Spielberg for a few hours, Silvers wrote Spielberg a three-day pass to come back and spend time in Universal Studios offices, speaking to other prominent industry professionals and exploring the space. And although his three-day pass expired after 3 days, Spielberg didn't stop coming to Universal Studios. So he kept sneaking in past security, and they always tried to stop him, and he always found a way in to wander Universal Studios, sometimes spend time with Chuck Silvers, sometimes just meet as many people as he possibly could. But he was determined to be in that particular studio and make his place there. And after several months of unofficial interning at Universal Studios, Silvers became somewhat of a mentor to Spielberg. And this is when he would receive his first hard piece of advice from Silvers. And this particular comment was the catalyst that would kickstart his rise to infamy. Silvers gave him advice, gave Spielberg advice, something along the lines of, there has to be a time in your life where you stop schmoozing and you create something of value in order to show people what you can do. So don't come back onto the lot until you have a short film of quality that you're proud of to show me. Spielberg took that advice to heart and then some, and he spent the following months filming and editing the short film Amblin. And he worked tirelessly on this, perfecting it as much as he could possibly perfect it before finally taking it back to Chuck Silvers. And when he showed it to Chuck Silvers, and this is from Spielberg's own mouth, a single tear came down Chuck Silvers' face. And that was the beginning of the rest of the story. And I'm sure you're aware, Spielberg became an astronomical success. His stint in the offices of Universal Studios was undoubtedly the spark that caught. Now, I want to touch on part of the story that was highlighted to me by Alex during the podcast interview, the role of a mentor in Spielberg's success. Alex put it very succinctly. Yes, he had the courage to jump off that bus. Yes, he had the honesty to tell the truth when he met Chuck Silvers. And yes, he had all these different things. But to me, it was his ability to make that relationship with Chuck Silvers, that inside man. Because without Chuck Silvers, Spielberg would have never had that three-day pass. He never would have gotten the good advice that he needed to hear. And he never would have had somebody at the level that Chuck Silvers was at actually watch his film, give him feedback, and essentially start his career. But as it turns out, Spielberg's story was not an isolated case. While Alex was interviewing all of these incredible successes for his book, he found other very similar stories. Steve Jobs was a mentor to Mark Zuckerberg, advising him on how to continue pursuing his vision when faced with difficulty. Richard Branson found a mentor in Sir Freddie Laker when he was struggling to launch Virgin Atlantic. And Maya Angelou advised Oprah Winfrey on relationships, trust, and the significance of how people act towards you. Oprah attributes her success two, Maya. So what exactly is the common theme? What makes mentorship the hallmark of a good celebrity success story? Well, mentorship is that third door. Mentorship is the way in which you expedite your learning curve. As a definition of mentorship, a relationship with a more experienced or senior professional, and when that more experienced person helps a junior professional or less experienced individual develop their skills and their knowledge. That is the pure definition of mentorship. But what is it really? Mentorship isn't a sign of weakness or inadequacy because you don't know everything. It's a sign of strength and entrepreneurship. It shows that you're not only willing to learn and grow, but that you're also open to accepting the help of others who have been where you want to go. Being mentored by somebody who is more experienced than you is one of the most important keys to success in any field. A good mentor can help you navigate the waters of your industry, give you access to insider information, and help you build a relationship with the right people. Mentorship is one of the oldest forms of learning there is. Spielberg is thriving because of it. And if you want to see your potential come to fruition, it's time to hop on this mentorship bandwagon. It's time to go through that third door. Here's a couple stats if you don't believe me. Only 37% of people actually have a mentor, despite the 76% that believe that having a mentor is important. People who are mentored in their careers will be promoted 5 times more often than those without a mentorship. Of the Fortune 500 companies, 71% incorporate mentorship programs into their business strategy. And most importantly, 90% of people who are mentored will go on to mentor others in the future. The facts are there. All you need to do is find yourself a Chuck Silvers. But the most important thing is where to find a mentor. Believe it or not, you don't have to sneak into Universal Studios to find your mentor. And if you're lucky, it may turn out that your mentor is somebody that you already know. The most important thing when you try and find a mentor and you try and accelerate your growth is, number one, that they've already done the thing that you're trying to do. And number two is that you are aware that you don't need one mentor for every single thing in your life. You can have multiple mentors. You can have somebody that helps in one particular area of your business. You can have somebody that helps in your faith, in your health and wellness and well-being, your relationships. There isn't one person who you should listen to for everything. Find the people that have been where you want to go, that have done it, not just people that preach about it, but people who have actually done the thing. And then be aware that they can be multiple mentors in your life. They can be multiple people that are helping you reach that desired outcome, because who you are as a person is not a single identifier or feature. Who you are as a person is multifaceted, and the people that you listen to also have to emulate that. They have to be a grouping of people, not just a singular. So as you go out into the world, as you have conversations, as you network, as you build your community, look for these people. Look for people and then build relationships with them. You don't have to go into every conversation with a mentor in a transactional way. Not every single thing has to be I need you to formally mentor me. But always be aware and always be looking, so that when these people do appear in your life, you will listen to them and you'll look for their guidance. And of course, if you have trust with them and you build a great relationship with them, you can ask them to become maybe more of a formal mentor. But you don't always go into a conversation or a mentorship relationship so transactionally. It's something that starts to form over time. Remember, a mentorship at the end of the day is really just a friendship with somebody who knows something that you don't, and you want to learn from that person. These are the best kinds of mentorships. And then, of course, if that person is a friend, somebody you can trust, then you can take it to the next level and you can formalize it a little bit more. And in closing, mentorship will not get you everywhere that you want to go on its own, but it will give you one hell of a head start. And if it's paired with a little bit of passion and determination to succeed, like Spielberg, like Zuckerberg, Oprah, and the rest, mentorship is just one piece of the proverbial puzzle, but it is an integral part of your eventual success, as it was for all these incredible individuals. And always be aware that you do not have to figure out everything for yourself. People have done it before. So your action items: be aware of what a good mentor is and what a bad mentor is. Be aware of where you lack or where you're looking to level up or upskill. And then start to have conversations with people and pay attention to the bonds that you form with these people, the relationships that you build with these people, and see if they're right for that mentorship role in your life in that particular field. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed my little chat about mentors, The Third Door, Steven Spielberg. It was an incredibly inspiring story. I love learning how people have done these things before. I hope it benefits you as well. If you like this video, hit that like button, hit subscribe, and please leave a comment. What else do you want to learn? I'll definitely get to it and we'll do a video. Have a great day. We'll talk soon. I know a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this show, and NetSuite has been a huge supporter for entrepreneurs, for business owners, because there's one thing that we all know. Business is about making money, and it's about your bottom line. And the less you spend on the nuts and bolts of running your business, the more profits you keep. But these days, everything is costing more. Supplies, people, shipping. It squeezes your margins, and I've been there, juggling multiple systems for finance, inventory, you name it, each with its own costs and its own set of headaches. That's why I made the switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's changed our company. Think about it. NetSuite is one of the top financial systems out there. It puts your whole business on one platform, accounting, finance, the works. One data source for everyone. There's no more mismatched info. And because it's in the cloud, it slashes your IT costs. No more servers, no more updates. Just access NetSuite from anywhere. With one integrated suite, your overhead drops big time. And here's the real win. Efficiency. Everything's connected in NetSuite. Costs are ridiculous lately. Find a proven way to reduce your expenses and get better performance out of your team. It's a no-brainer, and that's what NetSuite offers. Over 37,000 companies have figured this out already. You have to join them. Right now, through to April 15th, NetSuite's got an incredible, flexible financing plan. Check it out and see the savings yourself at netsuite.com/ScottClary. That's netsuite.com/ScottClary. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. I don't know about you, but the idea of being harassed, scammed, or even worse, all because somebody found my personal information online, that's terrifying. Our political opinions, our addresses, even stuff about our families, it's out there for anyone to grab. And did you know that data brokers are allowed to sell information on over 98% of Americans? It's scary stuff. That's why I've partnered with Delete Me. I personally use Delete Me. They're a big friend of the podcast because I put myself out there online. So safety is a huge concern. It's really scary how easy it is to find someone's details and information, but Delete Me creates a layer of protection that we all need. You tell Delete Me what you want gone, and they make it disappear from those sketchy data broker sites. And Delete Me doesn't stop. They constantly monitor the web to keep your information off those lists. It's like having a privacy watchdog that never sleeps. You need to take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. They're giving a special discount for all Success Story podcast listeners. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/success and use promo code success at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/success and enter code success at checkout. joindeleteme.com/success. Hey everyone, I just want to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's episode, Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond Bourbon. Now, I don't have a lot of liquor sponsors on this show. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is actually one of my favorites. I've drank it for a few years now, and this is why we actually decided to work together. Heaven Hill Distillery, family owned since 1935, is a great entrepreneur story too. So there's five brothers. They filled their first whiskey barrels back in 1935, and their legacy still lives on today. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is aged over 7 years. That's three more than required by the Bottled and Bond Act of 1897. This means the best quality, the best purity, and the best consistency. This is not just average bourbon. It's the winner of the double gold medals at multiple 2023 World Spirits competitions, and they've won the very prestigious Triple Still Award. It's a very big deal in the liquor and bourbon world. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond boasts an exceptionally smooth oak flavor, while its aroma offers a sweet blend of caramel and smooth vanilla. If you love bourbon, you need to try Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond. Available nationally, look for a bottle at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. Think back to your last few days in the office. Did any of them leave you feeling really accomplished? Not the kind of day where you're running around like crazy, but where you've made real progress on something that matters. Because being busy doesn't always mean being productive, and I bet you we've all been there, and maybe it's time to rethink what it means to get things done. Today's episode is sponsored by Belay, and what they help you do is, instead of getting sucked into emails and to-do lists, they help you delegate tasks and focus on big goals. They can connect you with top-notch US-based talent who are ready to take on those time-consuming tasks that bog you down. Let's be real, there are way more important things you could be doing than bookkeeping or wrangling a packed inbox. They have virtual assistants to handle all of those pesky administrative tasks, or accounting professionals to take care of all your financials. But here's the best part. You don't have to waste weeks searching for the right person. Belay's personalized matching service works quickly, sometimes matching you with the right talent to take stuff off your plate in under a week. Are you ready to try a different way of working? Check out Belay's list of the top 25 things you can delegate to a virtual assistant. It might just change your business and your life. Text SUCCESS, that's SUCCESS, to 55123 to get the list and to start transforming your to-do list with Belay.